Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Don White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Joost reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts for an out with unknown description. Joost moves to third. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Joost reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Scheib goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. McCuskey scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scheib hits a pop-up towards short. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Wright moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wright moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball towards left. McCoskey catches it and throws to home to double upright. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Savage now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Lupien moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Appling steals second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Harris now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels scores. It's 11-7, White Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Sierra hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-10, White Sox. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White bunts for an out with unknown description. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Judson. McCoskey moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Fane hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 11, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Wright reaches second base with a double. Joe Coleman now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 3-for-5 in the game, with three home runs. He's got six RBIs. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Lou Brissy now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-2 in the game. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 5-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 home runs and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-11, White Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Billy DeMars pinch runs for Sam Chapman. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.